Christopher Joel Carter's very own arrangement of Sleigh Ride. He was just telling me that it's not as easy as you might think to play on the piano.
Absolutely not.
So Christopher Joel is here, and he brought along his very special friend.
Mercedes Van Cartier, also known as Sadie.
That's her stage name is Mercedes Van Cartier. So she is a lovely, lovely lady.
Thank you.
Tell me how you got Sadie, how she came into your life, because we have to talk about dogs.
Absolutely. Sadie's an English bulldog, and I had never wanted a dog ever, unless it was specifically this kind, because I just love their temperament. However, I didn't really want to buy one. And my neighbor's aunt was out working in the lawn one day, and I said, come over and have a Coke. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she did, and just out of the blue, this woman called her and was crying and saying, oh, I can't take care of this beautiful dog. She's too heavy and this and that. And I said, well, what kind is it? And when she hung up, she said, oh, it's an English bulldog. Do you know anybody that would want one? I said, oh, that's absolutely the only one that I would ever want.
Uh-huh.
And so I drove to North Carolina the next 2 days and went and picked her up. And we've been a match made.
And she comes to practices with you.
Absolutely. She loves to rest and occasionally sit on the pedals while I play the pedals.
What does that sound like?
Awful.
It will not sound awful. Coming up this Sunday evening at 6:30 at Trinity United Methodist Church, Christopher Joel Carter will be playing that magnificent organ there at Trinity and the piano. Tell me about how this keyboard series got started.
When I started, when I became the organist at Trinity Methodist about just a little over 2 years ago, almost, it's my third Christmas there, but it's still within two-ish years, I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting to have an alternate to some of the classical programs and some of the just jazz or pop programs that are going on in the community? And since we have what I think are the best piano and organ in our community, I said, why don't we exploit that? And since I play not only music for my work, I also play, you know, popular music. Wouldn't it be nice to have a concert series that features, you know, a mixture of all that and occasionally features different guests, which I'll have some guests on this program as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, and, you know, should someone want to donate, the benefits will be to the organ and the piano, the maintenance of the two very, very fine instruments.
I enjoy following Christopher Joel on Facebook. Okay, because of the dog, I love her outfits. Her toenails are painted red and green, and she's wearing a tasteful necklace today. She's not too dressed up today.
No, she's casual today.
Because she knows she's going to be on the radio. And the concert is casual as well.
Absolutely.
Just Everyone. Because it's at Trinity Methodist, you can still wear your jeans and your sweatshirts and your
Absolutely.
Christmas sweaters. And
Christmas sweaters, shorts.
According
to the summer weather of our December. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where do you start when you're putting together a program?
Well, this is a special one because out of all the years I've been playing, I've never done a Christmas concert or a holiday concert of my own.
Oh, really?
Never. I've always played on someone else's or just been a special guest, but this is my own show with an addition of two friends, Joe Whitaker and Emily Barnett Stoddard. They're going to come sing a couple of songs with me,
mm-hmm.
since I'm horrible at that. And this concert was easy to put together because over the years, I've just collected holiday tunes that I've played, but I've never, you know, performed them all at once. And that's how this one came about. As for the rest, you know, it's depending on if I want a special guest to feature. But for instance, I've done an annual concert of Halloween music mm-hmm. for the past 3 years. And then, you know, last year I did a flute classical and sacred concert and then a patriotic concert in the 4th of July. So it's kind of, since it's a new series, I'm kind of experimenting on the way and, you know, gauging from my audience's reaction what they like and what they don't like.
Mm-hmm. We brought along some CDs. What we got queued up here at track two?
Probably Hard Candy Christmas.
Oh, cool. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Thank you.
Christopher Joel Carter and I were just talking off the air about what a wonderful human being Dolly Parton is. Not just a wonderful musician and singer, but just a genuinely kind person. So what made you want to set Hard Candy Christmas to solo piano?
I don't believe I had ever heard it that way. And I thought, why not add a little Floyd Kramer lick? You know, sometimes I'm not terribly sentimental in the maudlin way, but then sometimes I kind of am after 11 p.m., and that one just really was precious sounding.
It is,
but not
cloying.
Not cloying.
It's sweet without making your teeth hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Christopher Joel Carter will be performing at 6:30 Sunday evening at Trinity United Methodist Church. Holiday favorites, and it's again, not a churchy kind. it's in a church, but not necessarily a church service.
It's not a church service. Mm-hmm. It's a concert of holiday favorites, a few sacred numbers. You know, I'm running the whole gamut of what you expect to hear during this holiday season.
Well, in the promo for this interview, I mentioned that you are the organist at Trinity Methodist, but you have an interesting history, too. Tell us about how you got involved with Liberace.
I became obsessed with Liberace when I was probably about 4 years
old.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yes. He passed away when I was four or five. He died in 1987, so that would make me five. I was actually four. He passed away on the 4th of February, and I was born on the 8th. Mm-hmm. But anyway, a whole other story. And I would spend summers with my aunt, and she would watch Lifetime movies. And they, of course, had a very bad version of Liberace's life. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And so I became really fascinated with Liberace, bought his cassette tape when I was a child. And I'm like, this is just really wonderful. So my style of playing just kind of started leaning towards his style of playing. And just throughout the years, I just started playing for, you know, parties and friends and whatnot. And everybody wanted to hear the old classics. Mm-hmm. And the way you decorated them was really in the style of Liberace. So or that's what people really want to hear.
So were you already playing the piano at four when you discovered Liberace?
I believe so.
Yeah. His mom is with him,
my
too.
Mom's
so
with
I'm
him,
here to
so,
provide.
Yeah, I was playing around the age of four, early four.
And but did you study? I imagine you had to study classical as well.
It's interesting enough. I didn't study pure classical music until I was 14 years old.
Really?
And I went and studied with Marjorie McDuffie White at UH, and I stayed with her throughout college.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I had some wonderful local teachers who encouraged me to play improvisation, you know, still learning the basics, sort of, and being able to embellish. They really liked that on Sand Mountain. Southern gospel being so big there, the way it was at the time, you know, it was how can you play the basics but add extras?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing in the piano the esoteric piano world of, I want to say, Marshall County.
Well, shout out to Marshall County. And, you know, we're playing in Fort Payne, too. So
Fort Payne.
It is beautiful in Fort Payne. And, you know, it occurred to me on the way over here that you and I know who Liberace was. What would you tell somebody who's just now tuning in who's never heard of him? What was Liberace all about?
Aside from being just the best entertainer in the world at the time, I mean, he's the king of bling. He's the reason we see Rolls Royces and furs and, you know, jewels. I mean, if he had not done that for us, there would be that entertainment would be majorly lacking in the glamour division.
Do you think Elton John picked up some fashion cues from him?
Yes, I absolutely do. I think Elton John is the king of rock and roll Liberace.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But Liberace, also just a wonderful human being, like Dolly Parton, just did so much for everyone and great humanitarian. And, you know, took classical music and made it for the man on the street,
right,
is what he said. Now, this is controversial, but he says he took the classical music and took the boring parts out. And so that's what he did.
Do you think he's undervalued as an entertainer because of the bling?
It's hard to answer that question.
Undervalued,
I'm not sure. His entertainment never suffered.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say his musicality suffered, but it certainly was just a slight touch lower than his entertainment value.
Okay.
But then again, he made that very clear. He said, I don't want to rehash the classics as a classical piano player. That's not where my gifts lie. My gifts lie in taking popular music and the not boring parts mm-hmm. of classical music and making it for the man on the street to just to be entertained and enjoy their time, have a good time with it, and not have to worry about analyzing or taking things too seriously.
And I think that's probably what's going to happen on Sunday evening at 6:30 at Trinity United Methodist Church. What do we have queued up here? We're playing guessing
no
game. Whatever it is, it's going to be great. Here's Christopher Joel Carter. To a recording of Christopher Joel Carter. We just heard the Christmas Waltz. Christopher Joel Carter will be in recital with a couple of friends coming up this Sunday evening at 6:30 at Trinity United Methodist Church right there on Airport Road. You can't miss it. He'll not only be playing the piano, but the organ as well. And Christopher Joel, I was just talking to your mom about, she was saying that she didn't even know who Liberace was. She was not familiar with him. And she realized once you became involved with the Liberace Scholarship and you won that contest, which was kind of a big deal.
Well, I didn't win the scholarship. I won the piano competition.
Okay.
Yes, which he did have a scholarship. I'm not sure about so much anymore. There was a scholarship in the Liberace Foundation. But there was also a piano competition, and I decided to enter that. It was a play-a-lot competition before I had entered it years before. And then they changed it to just a real piano competition mm-hmm. with different divisions.
Yeah, kind of like the Van Cliburn, but with Liberace. Yeah.
And I won the top division, which is showmanship. So you had to perform classical music. Uh-huh. and then a transcription or a piece just like Liberace's, but I chose not to. Strangely uh-huh. enough, I decided to play the Alabama Jubilee in
oh, yeah.
the style of Liberace. Uh-huh.
So. And the best thing that your mom told me was that you didn't dress up like Liberace. You didn't wear a fur cape, but you got your tuxedo at Unclaimed Baggage.
Yes, it is. And it's a real, it's, and I got it, I guess, when I was in high school. And it's an original Pierre Cardin lot from his, I guess, coterior.
That's so North Alabama.
Yeah.
and get your tuxedo at Unclaimed Baggage and go to Las Vegas.
Yes, and I hadn't worn it in years, and when I decided, I'm surprised I didn't try to get rid of it,
uh-huh.
you know, because I'd had it for 10 years. And it is heavy velvet, and it has real crystal on it, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, they didn't fade over the time. And
yeah.
I, of course, have had buttons replaced.
Uh-huh.
And I wore that because I'm not so concerned with Liberace for the costumes for my own personal sake. I was fascinated with his style of piano playing and
mm-hmm.
how it translated
mm-hmm.
to the audience because, you know, I want to talk to the audience and entertain, but I don't need the costumes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in 10 years.
Yeah. So I imagine you'll be appropriately festive on Sunday evening.
Absolutely.
And again, that's Sunday evening at 6. Do you have another concert in the keyboard series coming up after this one?
I do. There's a concert coming up on January the 16th, I believe, and it's in conjunction with the American Guild of Organists,
mm-hmm.
the Greater Huntsville chapter, which I'm the dean of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing a concert in tandem with the Trinity Keyboard Series, and this will be in the memory and the honor of Mark Moorhead, my predecessor
yes.
at Trinity, who is an excellent organist.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our way of honoring his memory and, you know, celebrating the organ in,
mm-hmm.
in that, so...
And that's wonderful. And another wonderful thing is Christopher Joel Carter's YouTube channel.
Oh.
And it's a lot of fun. You can actually see him playing, and you do an excellent job with that. I can tell it's just you running the show.
It's just me.
Yeah, you can really get an idea of his technique and his musicality.
That's my method of practicing.
Uh-huh.
The way I feel like I practice the best is with an audience criticizing me. However... without them actually being there doing that. So I just record myself, and the final run of my practice that I am pleased with, I just posted on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
If and gauge the reaction. Is this something I should include on a concert? Is this a concert piece? Is this not a concert piece, you know?
And you can follow along. Just go to YouTube and write in Christopher.
500 and something videos.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
To analyze.
We'll listen to one more track for the CD, then I'll let you and Sadie go out. Sadie might need to powder her nose. So.
I think she does.
Hang on.
Thank you.
Well, the weather outside is frightful, but Christopher Joel Carter IV is just delightful. And his friend Sadie and his mom has been providing commentary in the background. It's been a great visit. And you'll have a chance to hear Christopher Joel in person playing the piano and the organ at Trinity United Methodist Church. Again, that's at 6:30. Anything you want to add before you and Sadie head out into the cold and damp?
Well, I just look forward to seeing everyone there, and I appreciate you having and sharing with us this afternoon. Morning.
Yeah, morning. It's morning still.
It's still morning.
11:35.
And this is just a wonderful occasion that we get to share the wonderful instruments at Trinity. They're just fantastic.
And this would be a perfect opportunity if you've never set foot inside Trinity Methodist. Come and enjoy the company and the acoustics and the warmth and the fun.
Yes. And we're very friendly and sweet.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. Sadie won't be there, though. She's.
I don't know. I'm trying to find a place for Sadie. She's
maybe at the after party.
At the after party.
Christopher Joel Carter performing Sunday evening at 6:30 at Trinity United Methodist Church. Thanks, everybody. It's been fun.
A Huntsville Christmas tradition. The